As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
On this date in 1969, if you were one of the Beatles and you were in the studio recording that song, Abbey Road Studios, recorded on this date in 1969, Come Together. Man, a classic if there ever was one. 8.5 minutes after 9 o'clock now on this Friday morning. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 67 degrees in La Crosse right now. It's also 67 in Amory. And if you want to get on the program, feel free to give us a call. If you want to call in and give us your opinion on anything we've discussed so far today, the phone number is 715-388-7155. And it looks like the criminal indictments are coming fast and furious at the former president. I have a story here from USA Today with a headline that says, another federal indictment threatens to engulf Donald Trump and his presidential campaign. This was just posted 3 hours ago, or at least updated 3 hours ago, on the USA Today website. And it says here, unprecedented, landmark, unique. The superlatives fail to do justice to another potential indictment against Donald Trump, this one for allegedly trying to steal the 2020 election. And before I even go any further, there's now breaking news coming out. It looks like the trial date for the documents case will be set for May 20th of next year. Documents case where Trump took all of the classified papers and then wouldn't give them back. Classified documents. Trial date set for May 20th, 2024. getting back to this story about Trump trying to steal the 2020 election. And that's so ironic because, you know, Trump and his supporters, their big claim right now is that the 2020 election was stolen. But it's their guy, Donald Trump, that is on his way to being indicted for that. The case sails into legally and politically uncharted territory. No former president has ever faced criminal charges, but Trump could face his third case in a year after announcing on Tuesday that he's the target of Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation into potential election fraud. Another inquiry into election fraud waits in the wings down in Georgia. Trump has dodged other bullets. He became the first president to be impeached twice and won acquittals in both Senate trials. He's pleaded not guilty in New York court to falsifying business records and in federal court to mishandling classified documents after leaving the White House. And he's trying to stave off trials until after the 2024 election. If you are a supporter of Donald Trump, do you really believe that this is all just a witch hunt and that the deep state is trying to bring your guy down? Is that what you believe? The story from USA Today goes on and says the latest federal case could be the most serious. The allegations under investigation include trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election after losing the popular and electoral college vote and disrupting the peaceful transfer of U.S. power for the first time in history. The case could be pivotal politically because Republican voters are aware of Trump's baggage. It says Trump is raising money and rallying his supporters with the accusations in his quest for a second White House term, but the path could instead lead to a prison cell. Quote, "We get our insights from precedent and history," GOP pollster Whit Ayers told USA Today. "And there is no precedent and there is no history that comes close to matching this particular moment," end quote. So what makes the latest election fraud case different? The election fraud inquiry is different from previous allegations against Trump because of the sprawling nature of the investigation and its national scope. Trump was indicted in New York for allegedly falsifying business records to pay hush money before the 2016 election to a woman who claimed to have had sex with him. His federal indictment alleges he kept 340 classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate more than a year after leaving the White House. The election investigation focuses on Trump refusing to acknowledge losing the 2020 election, recruiting Republican electors to replace Democrats in states President Joe Biden won, then urging a crowd outside the White House to fight for him on January 6th before a mob of his supporters ransacked the Capitol. Quote, "They go to the heart of our political system," Jonathan Enten, a professor emeritus of law and adjunct professor of political science at Case Western Reserve University, said of the federal and Georgia election inquiries. "In that sense, they're really serious. They're potentially more serious than the classified documents situation," end quote. The target letter Trump received cited potential charges for conspiracy to defraud the United States and witness tampering. The House panel that investigated the January 6th attack recommended charging him with obstructing the congressional count of Electoral College votes, recruiting alternate electors, and pressuring then Vice President Mike Pence to reject electors in his role as Senate president. As we know, Pence refused. It says here that U.S. District Judge David Carter, who reviewed the scheme as part of a civil lawsuit, called the strategy a coup in search of a legal theory. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced forgery and conspiracy charges on Tuesday against 16 alternate electors in that state. And in Georgia, Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is investigating potential election fraud. Trump's campaign lawyers said they organized alternate electors in case his legal challenges were successful and courts overturned state results. In another facet of the plan, Trump called Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger on January 2nd of 2021 and urged him to find 11,780 votes. I'm sure most of you have heard the recording of that phone call. He urged him to find those votes to tip the results of the election from Biden to him. But Raffensperger told him officials found no widespread election fraud. Trump has denied wrongdoing and described his call as perfect. It was a perfect call. Matt Dalek, a presidential historian, said the investigation will test the electoral system, the judicial system, and bedrock law enforcement agencies such as the FBI and Justice Department. Trump has accused the agencies of a political prosecution. Quote, these cases really go to the heart of the idea of a peaceful transfer of power and a sense of bedrock faith and integrity in America's elections, Dalek said. Historians say Trump's image as an outlaw captures the public's imagination. Presidential historians say the pending indictments are riveting because Trump is as unusual a personality as criminal charges are against a former president. Quote, we've had outlaws before that capture the country's attention, like Jesse James, Billy the Kid, and John Dillinger, but we've never had a person with this amount of power openly defying the legal authorities. They were always on the run, on the lam, escaping apprehension, said Douglas Brinkley, a noted presidential author, historian, and professor at Rice University. In Donald Trump, we have our only outlaw president who has wielded enormous power and is a global figure of ungodly magnitude. So it's not as easy as simply saying we're going to throw the book of law at him and he's going to jail. He's a one-man revolution, and so his followers and devotees are dug in deep for him. End of quote. Wow. Stuff's piling up. Got to take a quick break. 9:18. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know. It's
844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Some afternoon showers and storms possible. For tonight, partly cloudy and isolated storm with a low around 59. For Saturday, scattered storms, otherwise sunshine and a high near 84. On Sunday, sunny and a high of 86.
It's 67 right now.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Stu Daniels Show. That song, Robert Palmer's Bad Case of Loving You, released on this date in 1979. Big hit with that song, that's for sure. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. And just before the break, we were discussing these lawsuits piling up for the former president. And I was going through this article from USA Today about that fact. And I was just about to get to a quote here from Matt Dalek, who is a presidential historian. And he's talking about the fact that Donald Trump really had no choice but to run for president in order to stay out of jail. Dalek said that winning is, in his view, is get out of jail free card. If this were any ordinary person, he would be in massive trouble. But because he's not an ordinary person, because it has become so politicized and seen through this frame of kind of partisan politics, it makes it much more difficult for the justice system to work. End quote. Representative Zoe Lofgren, Democrat from California, who has long experience with presidential investigations, called the criminal charges against Trump depressing and shocking. She, Congressman Lofgren, was a House staffer during the Nixon investigation and a House member for the impeachments of Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. One difference over the decades is that Republicans turned against Nixon after listening to his tapes, but many remain loyal to Trump despite the mounting evidence, she said. I think it's a sad time for the country. Not because the Justice Department is indicting, but because of the behavior that has made them indict him. The activity that he engaged in was a huge threat to the United States. Trump has benefited from fighting accusations, but will the voters tire of all the drama? So far, Trump has benefited politically from his indictments, but the load is getting heavier. Many Republicans believe the pressures of a third indictment involving an unprecedented effort to stay in power, despite rejection by most voters, will eventually take a toll on Trump's political standing. A similar case in Georgia would only increase his problems. Quote, He's going to have scheduling issues and the weight of carrying around having to explain all of this stuff. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a Trump rival for the Republican nomination for president, told USA Today, "I think over the long term, it's going to be a real problem for him." Trump has benefited from peddling the notion that criminal cases against him are the weapons of a deep state determined to bring him down. Many Republicans also believe, despite a lack of proof, that the 2020 election was somehow rigged against Trump, the reason the then president pressured officials across the country to essentially reverse Biden's win in certain key states. Quote, "Many of us have a strong sense that the government is out to get not just him, but what he represents," Vivek Ramaswamy, a businessman and rival to Trump for the Republican presidential nomination, told USA Today. "And I think that that has had the effect of further solidifying support behind him." Some Republicans said Trump's legal problems will eventually erode his support. "It's not so much the indictments themselves," they said, "but revelations of his conduct, trying to steal an election, paying hush money over an affair, carelessness with sensitive national security information, defying a grand jury subpoena over classified documents, and a reckless and relentless bid to keep the power of the presidency." Republican opponents also note that while Trump remains relatively popular with Republicans, independent voters are increasingly turning away, making him a problematic candidate in a general election. But pollster Frank Luntz said a recent meeting with evangelical voters in Iowa revealed they are tired of all the drama and the controversy, but not necessarily looking for another candidate. Quote, "At this moment, he has survived every controversy and came out stronger," Luntz said. "With Donald Trump, you get drama, and there will be drama. But, and it's a very big but, there's no reason to look for any other candidate yet," end quote. So the stuff is piling up for Trump, and some of the independent voters may be moving away from him. What do you think is going to happen? Hey, if you have a comment, give us a call, 715-388-7155. 927, almost 928. Going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Special Report.
I know I'd go from rags to riches.
Tony Bennett has died at the age of 96. He credited his big Italian family with encouraging him to sing.
They created a passion in me. I said, this is who I am.
In an interview with CBS News, Bennett also thanked another Italian-American crooner, Frank Sinatra.
Are you ready, young man?
Yes, sir. He gave me the best singing lesson I ever had in my life. So he taught me that the audience are friends. They're not enemies.
Later in life, he made new younger friends when he teamed up with Lady Gaga.
That's why a lady is a tramp.
I had a lot to learn. When I was young, I thought I knew everything. And at my age now, I realize I've got so much more to learn.
Tony Bennett died at the age of 96 in New York. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The city of Eau Claire is asking for a lawsuit filed against it to be dismissed. The town of Washington sued the city over its proposed annexation of a chunk of land near County Highway II. This is the second lawsuit filed in the land dispute. The first one, filed last year, was ruled in favor of the township, which overturned the city's annexation of the land. The city intends to develop the area for dozens of new homes. Country Jam continues today north of Eau Claire. The festival is at its new digs off of County Highway T after moving from its old home west of Eau Claire in the town of Union. Nearly two dozen shuttle pickup locations will be operated around the Chippewa Valley, which is what event organizers say is the best way to get in and out this week. Lee Bryce and Tim McGraw will headline the next two nights. If you're still looking for tickets, you can find them online on the Country Jam website or at the gate. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Selling any alibis as you stand.
Does it feel 9:35 and a half? Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Friday morning. Man, that is how you write a popular song, popular music song. Bob Dylan, laying down the rules for writing great music. 1965, that song actually hit the charts on this date in 1965. And besides the fact that it really didn't sound like most pop music at the time, it was also really long compared to most music on the charts at the time, which were only 2.5 or 3 minutes long. And I do believe that song clocked in at over 6 minutes for a single. And that's the way it was played on the radio. It was not edited. So Bob Dylan breaking the rules as usual. And there are rumors now. I just read this last night that this tour that just ended, the Rough and Rowdy Ways tour, which ended in Japan, and very noteworthy for the fact that he was playing a whole bunch of covers, cover songs by the Grateful Dead and by Bob Weir. But anyway, that tour just ended, and they're saying now that that may be it for Bob Dylan, who what is now around 82 or 83 or something. Man. If that's the case, that's kind of sad, because I've seen Dylan many, many times over the years and always look forward to seeing him again. Saw him in the spring, but I guess there comes a time, right? And the fact that he was on the road almost continuously from 1988 up until the pandemic. So whatever he decides to do, man, I wish him the best. Thanks, Bob Dylan, for all the great music. And hopefully we'll get to see him again someday. There is breaking news, as I mentioned during the previous segment. And by the way, if you have any comments on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. I would love to hear from you about anything we've been discussing. One thing we mentioned just a little while ago, a few minutes ago, is the fact that there's breaking news on the Trump trial, the one concerning the documents at Mar-a-Lago. Headline from the Palm Beach Post says Trump's classified documents trial set for May, despite his pleas to wait until after the 2024 election. A federal judge has reset the criminal case against Donald Trump and his aide, Walton Nauta, for May 20th, 2024. And this story from the Palm Beach Post says Dateline Fort Pierce, the federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's classified documents case, rescheduled the trial for May 20th, despite pleas from the former president's attorneys to hold off until after the 2024 presidential election. In a 7-page order released Friday, today, U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon said the interests of justice warrant a 9-month delay from the trial's original August start date. August next month was the original start date. That's a compromise between prosecutors' push for a 4-month delay and the defense attorney's bid for an indefinite one. Her decision followed lengthy debate at the first pre-trial conference this week over whether Trump's status as a presidential candidate warranted an indefinite delay. Cannon, like prosecutors, seemed unconvinced that it did. She was skeptical of the Justice Department's proposed December 11th trial date, too, suggesting that the complexity of the case called for a more measured approach. Justice Attorney David Harbaugh rejected the idea that the December date was expedited at all. He told Judge Cannon that the right to a speedy trial doesn't need to be justified, only a diversion from it does. Cannon disagreed. In Friday's order, she called the prosecutor's proposed schedule, quote, atypically accelerated and inconsistent with ensuring a fair trial, end quote. Echoing the defense attorneys, she pointed to the more than 1.1 million pages of non-classified discovery the Justice Department has produced thus far, at least 9 months of camera footage, and countless more pages of classified discovery yet to be handed over. The mountain of discovery is only likely to get taller as the trial approaches, she said. The classified nature of some of it lengthens the ordinary path from indictment to trial. A 38-count federal indictment accuses Trump and his co-defendant, Walt Nauta, of mishandling classified documents and trying to conceal them from federal investigators. Both men pleaded not guilty to all charges. That story by Hannah Phillips of the Palm Beach Post. So it looks like the trial date is now set for May 20th of next year. At least that one particular trial. There may be others, so stay tuned. 9:41 right now, and I have a story here that makes me think about trust. Who do you trust? Who do you trust most? Sometimes when an issue comes up, you may be on one side or the other, and other times you may say, well, both sides have a good argument. I'm not sure which side I land on, but when that thought pops into my head, I usually decide, or I usually think about, who do I trust the most? Well, in this article, in this story, there are two sides, and I can see both sides. But there's one group that I definitely trust more than the other. Take a listen to this and see what you think. This is from the Wisconsin State Journal, posted late yesterday. It's about this power line going through western Wisconsin. An appeals court finds in favor of a controversial power line in western Wisconsin. From the Wisconsin State Journal, it says here that a federal appeals court has reversed a lower court decision that barred the completion of a controversial power line through southwest Wisconsin. But the court left open the possibility that those opposed to the line could bring suit after federal regulators make a final decision on this project. The three-judge panel for the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals found Wednesday that without a final decision from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on whether the Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line can cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge, any judicial decision on the question is premature. Similarly, the panel noted the Fish and Wildlife Service has not yet decided on a separate proposal to accept land from the utilities in return for permission to cross the refuge. Without, quote, a record of any fact-finding in support of a transfer, the court said, how can a court review a decision that has not been made based on a record that has not yet been produced, end quote. The utilities behind the mostly completed 102-mile line between Iowa and Middleton cheered the decision, saying it clears the way for completion of the remaining segments and that they look forward to working with the federal agencies so they can now move expeditiously to complete their decision-making. The line's route across the refuge would largely run alongside a road and a railroad that already cross it. The groups that brought the suit, the Environmental Law and Policy Center, on behalf of the National Wildlife Refuge Association, Driftless Area Land Conservancy, Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, and Defenders of Wildlife, have argued that the line is unnecessary and too expensive. It would mar western Wisconsin's driftless landscape and cannot legally cross the refuge. Their attorney, Howard Lerner, said the groups were disappointed that they will have to wait to have the substance of their claims addressed and are considering next steps, but made clear that the decision does not and cannot allow the transmission company to build their huge transmission line through the National Wildlife Refuge. The court's decision is mostly about timing, he said. in that his clients will have to wait for federal agencies to make a final decision on the river crossing before taking any further steps to challenge the line. The utility is building the project at a cost of more than $500 million. Say the line will improve reliability and deliver clean wind energy from Iowa to places where it's needed. While industry groups and academics argue the electric grid needs many more such long-distance lines to wean itself off of fossil fuels. And that's why I say on this particular issue, I can see both sides of the story, right? We want to wean ourselves off of the fossil fuels, and we do want a more dependable electric grid. But, and this is also about clean energy too, right? We want more access to clean energy and reliability. But the groups that are fighting this transmission line are the ones that I trust more than the energy companies that are fighting for the transmission line. So that's why I bring up the idea of trust. Who do you trust more? Getting back to the story from the Wisconsin State Journal, it says U.S. District Judge William Connolly, in the January 2022 decision that the appeals panel overturned on Wednesday, found that the environmental review for Cardinal Hickory Creek was inadequate and that the project is incompatible with the refuge, but he declined in August of 2022 to block continued construction of the line outside of the refuge, saying he did not have authority to block construction on private land. Got to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Some afternoon showers and storms possible. For tonight, partly cloudy and isolated storm with a low around 59. For Saturday, scattered storms, otherwise sunshine and a high near 84. On Sunday, sunny and a high of 86.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Thank you for tuning in. And we've been discussing several different topics today, many of them dealing with the former president, Mr. Trump. Let me ask you this. Would you loan Donald Trump money? Would you loan him money and expect to get it back? Would you loan him anything? Would you loan him your car or even your fishing pole? Well, the reason why I'm asking you this is because evidently Israel loaned him some ancient artifacts, some antiques, and they haven't gotten them back. Does that surprise you? It says here, this is from the Insider, posted yesterday, last night, Trump slammed his hand on his desk and questioned why he only got 25% of the Jewish vote when he was presented with antique Israeli artifacts, Republican donor says. So it sounds like Israel was offering him a gift, or at least a loan of these antique Israeli artifacts. And instead of graciously accepting the gift, he slams his hand on the desk and says, "Why did I only get 25% of the Jewish vote?" As if the dignitaries from Israel, or at least the authorities from Israel, would know why he only got 25% of the Jewish vote. But anyway, there are some bullet points in this story from the Insider. It says Israeli authorities are trying to retrieve a collection of antiques that have been stuck in the U.S. A spokesperson for Donald Trump said Thursday that they would send these ceramic oil lamps back. So they still have them, but as of yesterday, a spokesperson for Trump said they'll send these oil lamps back. Trump slammed Jewish voters when presented with the lamps in 2021, a Republican donor told the Wall Street Journal. Former President Donald Trump was apparently displeased with Jewish voters' lackluster electoral support for his 2020 campaign, a grievance he expressed when presented with a collection of priceless Israeli artifacts ahead of a 2021 holiday dinner at Mar-a-Lago. A longtime Republican donor and Israel supporter told the Wall Street Journal. Trump this week agreed to return a collection of ancient Israeli artifacts that have been stuck in the U.S. for 4 years after the country's antiquities authorities started publicly pushing for their retrieval. The Wall Street Journal on Thursday shed new light on the long, strange tale of a collection of ceramic oil lamps that traveled from Israel to Washington, D.C., to California and Florida over the course of 4 years. The oil lamps U.S. journey was spearheaded in 2019 by Saul Fox, a private equity executive and major Jewish American donor to the Israeli Antiquities Authority. It says here he suggested the agency allow the items to be presented to Trump at a forthcoming White House Hanukkah party to thank the then president for his support of Israel, according to the Wall Street Journal. Israel sent the national treasures to the U.S. on the condition that the valuable antiques be returned to their home country within weeks. The oil lamps were never publicly displayed at the White House. However, due to a State Department inspection into the items that ran long, Fox told the Journal. Okay, so they were never put on display because of this inspection that ran too long. When the lamps were released from State Department custody, Fox sent a courier to retrieve them and bring them back to his California home, where he locked them up and sort of forgot about it, right as the pandemic hit and travel slowed to a stop, he told the outlet. When Fox was next invited to a Trump party in December of 2021, this time at the former president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, he told the Wall Street Journal that he made a plan with the director of Israeli Antiquities to present the ceramic oil lamps to Trump 2 years later than originally planned, alone together in Trump's office ahead of the holiday party. Fox told the Wall Street Journal that he was preparing to present the antiques when the former president made a move to leave. Quote, I stood in his way and said, Mr. President, no, you can't leave. I have these words that I wrote, Fox told the outlet. He said, starting to praise the former president for moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Trump, however, responded with a passionate outcry, according to Fox, who said the former president slammed his hand on the desk. Quote, well, how come I only got 25% of the Jewish vote? Fox recalled Trump saying, polls offer an imperfect calculation of voting totals among certain demographics, but the Times of Israel reported in November of 2020 that Trump got somewhere between 21 to 30% of the Jewish vote, citing two partisan polls. The former president has previously griped about dwindling Jewish support for his cause, complaining in a 2021 conference call about Catholics and Jewish people who didn't vote for him in the 2020 election, despite all he said he did for their communities. A spokesperson for Trump did not immediately respond to insiders' request for comment, nor did Fox. Sounds like everything with Trump is transactional. You do this for me, and I'll do this for you. Last paragraph says a representative for Trump did tell the Wall Street Journal that the antique items were presented to the former president by a representative of the Israeli Antiquities Authority with the full support of the organization, adding that his office would be expediting their return to the organization's representative. Would you loan anything to Donald Trump? Would you loan him money? Would you loan him ancient artifacts? I don't think I'd loan that guy anything. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, folks. Stick around. You're tuned in to Civic Media.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.